T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slats hits the road to find out who's barking in Berea on 98.5 NCX.
And is brought to you by Get Well Internet. With no data caps and the best price of $24.99 per month right now from Well. Go to wellway.com for all offer details. Have you heard about the Krispy Kreme guy? We'll explain it here with Browns offensive lineman Joel Bitonio here at first.
I feel like if you, I don't know the whole story, but if you buy something and then have the ability to sell it, I don't think there should be an issue. If someone else wants to pay you for those things, like if I went to California and somehow could get in and out to Ohio and people bought my in and out, like, I think that's supply and demand of the market.
No interstate trafficking laws. He went from Minnesota to Iowa and back. He was buying a box of Krispy Kreme donuts. He'd bought actually more than 100, put them in his Ford Focus. He was selling the, he bought the boxes for $6.99, was selling them for $20 a piece.
People were buying them too. That's impressive. That's a huge markup. You know, good for him. You know, I guess you can kind of heat them in your oven or your microwave, and they taste pretty good. You know, the next day, I've done that a few times.
Hot and now.
Oh, hot and now. Exactly. It's at your house. I mean, if Krispy Kreme doesn't have a place out here or in Iowa or wherever he was located, and he's doing the dirty work for him. He's actually helping build their brand. I think Krispy Kreme should probably be happy with him.
Well, a marketing genius you are, because Krispy Kreme gave him a cease and desist. They took it back, Joel. He's now an independent contractor in Minnesota for Krispy Kreme.
Oh, huge. I didn't even know the story. He didn't even tell me before this, so this was just my thoughts. My econ major is paying off, and if Krispy Kreme needs me after I'm doing football, maybe I can help with their marketing.
What kind of side hustle did you have?
So my personal side hustle, I worked at a dorm, but that wasn't really a side hustle. I just had to put in the hours to get some money in the summer, but we had a kid in high school who got the off-campus pass, and he was like a little bit older, so he'd get the off-campus pass, go to Little Caesars, buy 2 hot and ready pizzas, and then sell the pizza back to students on campus. And so he would spend $10 and sell each slice for like $2 or even $1, and he'd make, you know, $5 to $10 a lunch, and it was a pretty smart guy.
But yes, that Krispy Kreme guy, what a novel way to pay down your student loan, don't you think? Barkin and Berea is brought to you by Get Wow Internet 100 with no data caps and the best price of $24.99 per month. Right now from Wow. Go to wowway.com for all offer details. Coming up at 8:10. Still keeping it about eating. He hasn't had one yet, but he thinks he can definitely make a pretty good Popeye's chicken sandwich. We go Barkin and Berea with Browns offensive lineman Chris Hubbard on that for you 1 hour from now at 8:10.
Slats hits the road to find out who's barking in Berea on 98.5 NCX.
And is brought to you by Get Well Internet 100 with no data caps and the best price for $24.99 per month. Right now from Well, go to wellway.com for all offer details. Well, we had a little tragedy strike with some people trying to get that new Popeye's chicken sandwiches back in stock. But first, Browns offensive lineman Chris Hubbard, he has unlocked the mystery to it.
I have yet to have the sandwich yet. I've been dying to try it. Heard a lot of great things about that sandwich. And then I saw the recipe for the sandwich as well, so I might try the recipe first and then do my own thing.
I think you could probably at least finish a good number two and make a good 401k plan by making those things, because they're still having a hard time keeping those things in stock.
Yeah, all I got to do is just go to Sam's Club, buy a whole bunch of, you know, chicken thighs, and we can go from there. That's all it is chicken thigh, and then you just got to put your own little thing on it.
What is the actual ingredients? I know it's like almost 700 calories.
Yeah, it's like paprika, like a different spices, seasoned salt, peppers. You got to use eggs, flour. I got it written down at home, so it's pretty well written out, you know.
Did you hear about the poor guy that got stabbed to death in Maryland because over a sandwich it cost $3.99?
I sure did, man.
That just seems to be way over the top.
It is, man. I just prayers out for those, the family, man, that lost them. And, you know, that's what uncertainty things, man. It was one of those things that you can't, you know, look forward to.
Yeah, we're not joking about that. The Popeye sandwich, we will, though.
Oh, yeah, the Popeye sandwich is a must, man. I got to try that.
Now, what is your
if you're a big fan, you're from the South, you're from Georgia, you know, I'm thinking like there's Chick-fil-A, there's Zaxby's. I mean, is there like a go-to favorite for you for fast food?
Yeah, it's a different place back home. It's called Hart's Chicken, and that's better than Popeye's. It's definitely one of the best fried chicken spots I ever had.
Is it a chain?
It's not really a chain because it's just only in my hometown. So, I mean, if you ever go to Columbus, Georgia, man, if you go to Hart's Chicken, you'll definitely know what I'm talking about.
And that's where I think you're going to be selling your new Chris Hubbard against Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Yeah, I can put my own little thing on it, and then we can you know, sell out like Popeye's.
You know, Chris Hubbard could be onto something. That's how Al Bubba Baker got his start in the barbecue business, by making his own stuff. Barkin and Berea is brought to you by Get Wow Internet 100 without data caps and the best price of $24.99 per month right now from Wow. Go to wowway.com for all offer details. Now on to this here game where the 6-2 Bills play our 2-6 guys and Buffalo's 3-0 on the road, and more Vuja Day for the Browns, who are 0-3 at home. Didn't you also think that we'd be the ones with a 6-2 record and not the Bills? Kareem Hunt, oh, help us. Play like a rebel like you did at Willoughby South. Hey, a rocket at Toledo as he makes his debut as a Brown on Sunday. I'd love to see Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb be the 2019 version of Ernest Biner and Kevin Mack. Anything but Metcalf up the middle and touchdown Tommy Vardell. Hey, Vegas likes our chances to finally get a win at home. They have the Browns as a 3-point favorite. The over-under is 40. And it's the battle of number one quarterbacks, too. The Bills, Wyoming Cowboy of Josh Allen, who we looked at, against our flag-waving warrior, Baker. Coverage starts this Sunday at 10 a.m. with Rock Out to kickoff. Then 1 p.m. with Jimmy and Doug take it away from the booth at the stadium. Nathan Zagura is going to be showing up with what he got on those early Christmas sales, reporting from the sidelines.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.